For Reg Ankrum, you are these days executive director of the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County, but also in this kind of a crisis, I would think, in a cultural sense. You're also co-chair, I understand, of a committee that's trying to figure out a future for the Gardner Museum. So first of all, let's do a little backtracking. And what is the actual situation with the Gardner Museum? I understand it's been closed for a period of time.
Yeah, the museum actually dissolved. The corporation dissolved in March, toward the end of March. And in accordance with its bylaws, which required the in any such dissolution that the assets go to another nonprofit, the board of the Gardner Museum gifted its assets to the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. And the society's board is now looking to see if there's public support to continue the mission of the Gardner Museum, which has been really a premier in the country in focusing on architecture and architectural design, and if not fully supporting that mission, to what extent the community would support a mission to at least continue part of that effort. And the society then asked stakeholders in the building and in the museum itself to form a committee that's independent of the society to try to find the best uses for the building and to see what the community would support in terms of continuation of the Gardner Museum as an architectural and design museum.
Was the meeting last night more of an informational, to present information to people who were interested, or were you seeking some feedback at that time?
No, it was entirely feedback-oriented. The committee has met for roughly 2 months now, looking for ways to try to keep the museum's mission alive, or short of that, to see if there are opportunities to keep at least a portion of it alive. So last night was an actual public hearing in which we asked the community to respond with ideas for both funding and for mission-oriented suggestions. And it was a very good meeting. It lasted about 2 hours. There were approximately 50 to 60 people at the meeting, which we were very pleased about. And we picked up a lot of good ideas for alternate uses for the building and how we might continue its operation in the city's history and its architecture.
I mean, you'd hate to have to essentially sell off the assets because, obviously there's an economic value to the building itself and also to the collection, but there's also that hard-to-pin-down value of many irreplaceable items. You know, the Gardner's Museum's mission, obviously, was to preserve a lot of the architectural history of the city, and many of the items in its collections are really irreplaceable.
Yeah, and Jim, we really see three stages in this process. The first one is to do what our board would really like to do, and that's to sustain the actual mission of what the Gardner Museum had done for 35 years. And our board has been very appreciative of the family, the Gardner family in Quincy, which has done that over the past 35 years. That funding has ended, and that's when the museum closed. So the first stage really is to see if there's community support to continue what the Gardner had been doing for 35 years and doing well. The second step short of that would be to see if there's some sort of partnership or relationship that could keep a portion of the Gardner mission alive, and then doing so by either rental or leasing or sale to an investor who would bring in enough money to cover the operating costs of the building and still maintain, you know, its architectural and design mission. And short of that, there is an end of the road to all of this. Our board has budgeted for the process, and that budget's for about 6 months. And when the money runs out, our board is unable to sustain it on its own. We're a nonprofit too, so we don't have the wherewithal to continue the mission itself of the Gardner. And so the third stage is that end-of-the-road stage, which would be to sell the building and some of the assets. Our board fully believes that there are assets there that fit our mission, which is to preserve and promote the history of Quincy and Adams County. And in that regard, there are many of those artifacts and part of the collection that would fit that mission, which we would bring here. And there are other pieces that should not leave Quincy, and we're going to do everything we can to keep them in Quincy. But those things which don't fit our mission or aren't necessarily related to Quincy and Adams County, if we find no other way to handle the situation, they would be sold. There is an end of the line to this, and from a business perspective, we all of us have to be aware that that can happen.
So what's, I mean, in the short term, has anyone stepped up in with financial support? I mean, either through, I presume the former organization had memberships and things like that, but is there anyone stepping up to help with funding, either grant funding or businesses or in the interim?
Yes, we have been looking for funding. I mean, that's the most important thing that we can do. Without funding, the building doesn't stay open. So we have been looking for that. And even at the meeting last night, there were some people who indicated they did have an interest in supporting the mission to the extent that they would fund part of it. The bill, we know what the floor cost to operate that building is per year. It's about $35,000. And so the essential piece is that we find a way to raise that kind of money just to keep the building open. That's doesn't include employees or anything else. This is a large building. It's an old Romanesque Revival building built in 1888. It's very structurally sound, has a new roof. I mean, it's in very, very good shape. But it costs money to operate. That's money that we don't have as a historical society. And the reason we're asking the support of the public, if they have an interest in maintaining it, to provide financial support. We have the ability, we think, to maintain the building for another year. There's been interest in supporting that $35,000 level for another year. So we believe that we're probably going to be able to extend that. That is, if the money is on the table, we cannot afford as a historical society to keep it open on our own. And it is an asset that we own, so we'll have to make decisions based on the best business principles we can come up with at the time. And we're moving in, the unfortunate thing is we've got to look at all options while we have the opportunity to do so, including sale. So was the exemplar of this country in the mid-19th century.
Has there been talk about trying to maybe change the Gardner Museum's mission or to either, as you say, it's a large building. I don't know if it would be worthwhile to try to rent it out for functions, receptions, or places, people might be looking for a unique setting. But also, is the architectural design maybe too narrow a function? Does it need to have a broader mission, perhaps?
Yeah, and it's a very good question, Jim, because that's what the committee is looking at. The committee is made up of 11 people. A good number of them are stakeholders in the life of that building. One, for example, is the executive director of the Downtown Business Association, and he's a co-chair with Jim Mintesti, who's the president of the Great River Economic Development Foundation. There is a banker on the committee. There's a preservationist on the committee. There are two community representatives on the committee and some others. So the stakeholders are looking at all of those questions, and there is nothing that's off the table. We haven't found the community support to keep the museum open as a museum of architecture and design, but it doesn't mean we wouldn't go back to that higher level opportunity if someone came along or a group came along or a community was here supporting it. So everything is still on the table, and that does mean that there could be partnerships that would have private enterprise or public-private enterprises on the first floor, and exhibitions continue on the second floor, and they are large spaces. Our society became involved in this about 6 months ago when the Gardner Board approached us and asked about an interest in partnering with them in that building, because they had been made aware that the funding could end and ultimately did. That partnership was really going along well, and what we saw was what you and I just talked about. That was that this campus at 12th and State really can focus on John Wood, and there's a lot more history of this man who was the 12th governor of Illinois, but only for 10 months, than most of us have thought about or knew about. And so this would focus, attention on the research and the artifacts that provide resources for historians and researchers. There's a tremendous amount of research material here in this society. So we could do that here at this campus and display all the wonderful artifacts. And we have roughly, 8,000, 9,000 historical artifacts here. We have patents from the original military tract signed by Zachary Taylor and James Monroe and Martin Van Buren and presidents. And so those are here. So those can be done from a research perspective. This could become a research kind of center. And then the exhibition of those artifacts could occur at the Gardner Building. That's what we liked about the relationship we enjoyed with the Gardner Museum Board. And I think it was that relationship that convinced them that once they decided that they needed to close the museum because they could no longer fund it, that's why they chose us to gift the wonderful assets that they had put together over the years, and encouraged us to use them in a way that continues our mission. And our board agreed with that and also said, you know, our purpose is to continue your mission if we possibly can. So that's the process that's been going on. You know, we could have sold this thing immediately and put the money in our own portfolio, which is small enough as it is. But our board chose to see what we could do to maintain really an important function of the cultural side of our community, because we are such a treasury of architecture. There are very few towns that sport everything from Romanesque from Greek Revival, which was the first chosen American style of architecture in our country, to the great Prairie style architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright, and many of the architects in Quincy who spun off of that, not the least of whom was a fellow named John Benya, whose collection of drawings and architectural products are located in the Gardner Museum.
And he's a most interesting fellow who did the airport building. People were working for his work. Quite an interesting fellow.
Right.
And that's a story for another time, as they say.
Incredible story, yeah.
What's your deadline, though? I mean, you said you've got funding for maybe 6 months and without putting a strain on your own operation. So you're talking toward the end of the year?
Well, right now it looks as though the budget will support the operation and the work we're doing through the end of October, and that's our goal. We have to make decisions before then, to prepare for whatever option the committee comes up with. Our board has been very patient and has certainly been encouraging, but they have indicated that they won't risk the financial health of our own institution while we try to find something to do with that wonderful asset at 4th and Main.
Do you have a ballpark of what maybe the Gardner Museum building or its assets are worth?
You know, I don't. We just went through an insurance process. I had the building. We had the building appraisal. We had it appraised. So we have an idea, but we don't know what the real worth is. Our budget called for a certain number for insurance, and we insured the building for that amount, and so it's protected, and people on the property are protected. But what the actual cost is, you know, that's anybody's guess. We don't know what the market will bear. We know that Quincy is blessed with really lower prices than we'd see in a lot of communities. So this huge building is it probably has significant value, which would be determined by the uses a person or investor would intend to make of it.
Mm-hmm. Reg, anything to add, perhaps? I think we covered quite a bit that I was looking for, but if there's anything you think we missed?
Yeah, well, we appreciate it, and we're just looking forward to trying to find a good use for it, which our community can support and which supports our community. So, you know, we have a nice relationship with our community in the cultural area. There are several museums here. We certainly are a museum that runs from the earliest days of this community. Our records go back to actually 1820. We have the journal of one of the two men who founded Quincy. And so that original journal is one of those wonderful assets that we have primary resource and primary information about our community. So, the city has supported us, and the Adams County community has supported us. So we're looking forward to 116 more years at least. That's how long we've been around. We look to the future as well from that perspective, and seeing what we can do to maintain the Gardner as part of that. So.